Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Ezekiel 9, the vision of slaughter. Then he cried out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, "Draw near, O executioners of the city, each with his destroying weapon in his hand." Behold, six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his shattering weapon in his hand. And among them was a certain man clothed in linen, with a writing case at his loins. And they went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Then the glory of the Lord of Israel went up from the cherub on which it had been to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed in linen at whose loins was the writing case. The Lord said to him, "Go through the midst of the city, even through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and groan over all the abominations which are being committed in its midst." But to the others he said in my hearing, "Go through the city after him and strike. Do not let your eye have pity, and do not spare. Utterly slay old men, young men, maidens, little children, and women, but do not touch any man on whom is the mark. And you shall start from my sanctuary." So they started with the elders who were before the temple, and he said to them, "Defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go out." Thus they went out and struck down the people in the city, and they were striking the people, and I alone was left. I fell on my face and cried out, saying, "Alas, Lord God, are you destroying the whole remnant of Israel by pouring out your wrath on Jerusalem?" Then he said to me, "The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is very, very great. And the land is filled with blood, and the city is full of perversion, for they say, 'The Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see.' But as for me, my eye will have no pity, nor will I spare, but I will bring their conduct upon their heads." Then behold, the man clothed in linen at whose loins was the writing case reported, saying, "I have done just as you have commanded me." You know, in 2 Timothy, it says that good soldiers do not entangle themselves in the affairs, the current affairs of this world. So that is one that many people will quote, including myself, really helping people to understand that we shouldn't be so concerned about all the news and everything that's going on. We don't need to be worried about and stressed about and focused on and That's very true. We don't need to be really entangled in the current affairs. And by entangling, knowledge does not bring entangling. Entangling is being emotionally distressed by it. That the news of current affairs bring you to a point that you are emotionally attached to it, or you want to just go into fear. Really, when you get entangled, it overtakes you and it becomes an idol, and it becomes more important to you than reading the word or spending time with the Lord. So here in Ezekiel, you can see he says that go to put a mark on the people's heads who complain, who basically they groan, not just outwardly complaining, but groaning. They have a sense of understanding what's going on, and they have a distaste for it. So they know what the current affairs are. They know the abominations that are taking place around them. And it's not that they are overtaken by them or driven by them, but they definitely don't leave them unknown. So the fine line here is knowing about current affairs and not becoming entangled in them and overtaken by them. We should be groaning about what the enemy is doing. And we should be aware of the actions of the enemy. Otherwise, we're going into a battle without knowing the plan. You've got to know the strategy of the enemy. And that's really it. You're not concerned about it. You're not afraid of it. You're not driven by it. You are aware of it. And then we go and seek people and bring them to the Lord. So, Father, thank you that you've, for me, helped to remind me that I do have responsibility, and I need to know, not for the sake of focusing my entire day and becoming an idol in my life, but I should be aware so that I can appropriately be a vessel for you. And Father, I just pray that you continue as you do. You continue to highlight people in my life and in our lives of who you want us to reach and to tell about you and your goodness and your love, so they can come to know the truth and who they are, because they've come to understand who you are. And I pray for all this in Jesus' name.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with Witt Ministries. God bless.